Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Watch Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 5th day of January. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all first responders, teachers, everyone out in the Lost Mountain area. Get off, I know, y'all need to get off Florence Road and Dallas Highway and all that out there. Yeah,
all that out
and
there.
And folks out there right around the corner from me, so. Shout out to all y'all. I also want to drive you guys to the website. I didn't mention this earlier when I was talking about the casting call list. It's at Get Cast with Greg, but also that's on X, but also 929thegame.com/casting call. As we welcome a guy who is probably layered this morning.
He better be layered.
Ooh. Him and John Freaky are going to be out there at the north side lot there getting you set for Falcons and Carolina. Our own Joe Patrick joining us. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. I am layered. I've got my little trusty hand warmers here, too. You know, the ones you shake up and keep in your pockets. So that's what we use to survive these cold mornings.
See, Tracy? Somebody else uses them around here. I got her some of those for Christmas.
Yep.
Because I brought one back from the set one time. She goes, what's that? I go, you play with it for a little bit.
Nah.
Boom, when that heat gets in there.
Yep.
So Joe's even using them.
You on sidelines for football games?
Mm-hmm.
Those can be your best friend.
Well, Joe, what do we think of what we're going to see? What should we think about what we're going to see today with this Falcons team? Now, knowing that everybody's going to be looking over their shoulder and seeing what Tampa Bay does and hoping that New Orleans, gets a win against them, they can get into the playoffs. But I don't know, man, just get a set for what do you think after that last game and the dust is settled for how everybody felt about coaching moves and what happened on offense, all of that. Here we are, game day.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a bad taste left in this team's mouth from that game against the Commanders and the way that it ended, because I think that they all feel like they could have and should have won that game and that they let it slip through their fingers. And the unfortunate part about that is now that not only is, you know, your playoff hopes out of your own control, but it's likely not going to happen. Like, the Buccaneers are 14-point favorites and probably growing at this point. I mean, the Saints are listing everybody on the injury report. The Buccaneers are a better team, even when both teams are perfectly healthy. So, you know, to even, like, go into this game or this day as a Falcons fan with genuine hopes that could happen, I think is a little unrealistic, as much as I hate to say that. But I think as far as the team is concerned, I think they're going to want it for that kind of exact reason. I think they're going to want to let it all hang out today. Like, I think they're going to want to kind of at least put on a show. You know, I think that, you know, it's another opportunity to see Michael Penix and for Zach Robinson to kind of, you know, call a game with him as his quarterback and to see what's working and what's not. But I think that they want to kind of let things loose a little bit today. I think it's actually going to be a fun game. And I think that we're probably going to see this kind of thing happen around the NFL today, where you have lots of teams who are, you know, either out of it, don't have anything to play for or whatnot, and, you know, just want to give the home fans something to feel good about over the course of the offseason. Again, that's not necessarily exactly the case with the Falcons, because there is there's a fingernail of hope for them, but ultimately all you can do is go out there and put it on the field, and I think that that's what this team is going to do today.
A fingernail of hope, folks. That's what we're getting from Joe Patrick.
a pinky fingernail.
Yeah, fingernail of hope. That is Joe Patrick joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. He is layered. He's got the hand warmers. He's got scarf, hat, everything. Mm. And he is social. You can find him at JAPatrick200 at JAPatrick200. You know, you're saying another time for Penix to go today. And, I mean, if you go today, what do you want to see? You want this team go out with him opening up the playbook and seeing him throwing more, just go out and do what this team does well, you know, on offense?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, I don't think we're going to see anything radically different than what we've seen the last couple of weeks in terms of this team still relying on the run game, because it is the strength of this team. As much as we've talked about the quarterback all season, for better or for worse, you know, the one reliable thing about this offense, not just this year, but over the last, really, three or four years, really since the beginning of the Arthur Smith tenure, was, you know, an emphasis on the offensive line and trying to build an identity in that respect. And I don't think that they'll necessarily go away from that at all today. So I would still expect plenty of, you know, Bijan, Tyler Allgeier. Do wonder if maybe, you know, it's hard to tell with running backs how much you want to, like, save guys. Like, we know Saquon Barkley's obviously getting rested. Granted, there's nothing for the Eagles to play for, but I don't think the Falcons are necessarily going to, like, rest Bijan Robinson in that kind of way. And obviously he's going to play, which is different. I don't even think Saquon Barkley is going to dress today for the Eagles. So a little different circumstance there. But I don't think it's going to be anything particularly different. Now, what I want to see from Michael Penix, I think, is a little different. Like, I want to see him connect on some of these deep balls. Like, he had opportunities against the Commanders on Sunday Night Football last week, but was just either overthrowing them a little bit or not putting enough air under them for to allow his receivers to get under them. And that's something that he can certainly work on with these guys over the course of the offseason. And I didn't say it was something that was noticeable even in training camp when you did get to see Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins throwing the football to these receivers kind of, you know, right next to each other side by side. You know, you could understand that, you know, Kirk kind of lays it in there a little bit softer, both on the deep ball and also just in some of the short stuff where Penix zips it around, like you expect a young quarterback to do with a young quarterback with a strong arm. But would like to hopefully see him connect on some more of those deep shots. That was obviously, you know, kind of his calling card when he was at Washington and even Indiana, was hitting on some of those big explosive plays. And this should be, you know, a defense in Carolina that allows them to do that sort of thing. Again, when we talk about the Saints having guys injured, the Carolina Panthers are also going to be without tons of guys, including their top cornerback, J.C. Horn. So there should be opportunities for this Falcons offense to really, you know, put some points on the board and give the fans something to feel good about today.
Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, let's just, for the sake of conversation here, assume that Kirk Cousins is wearing the Falcons uniform for the last time and he moves on and gets an opportunity elsewhere. We threw a name out there earlier, but who would you like to see as a backup? Because it is as important to have that a really good backup as it is to, you know, to coach up this to coach up our young quarterback. Who's out there right now? And we, like I said, we threw out a name, but I want to see if you grab onto that one too.
Oh man, you guys are putting me on the spot.
Oh, well, all right, I'll tell you what we said. I just so
I mean, I got one. I mean, I've got a name.
Okay.
I've got a name.
Okay.
I don't know how available he'll be. This is pure speculation, but honestly, someone like Joe Flacco, that's what I'm thinking of, where he's like a big, strong arm quarterback. And obviously, when you're talking about a backup quarterback, you're talking about a guy who you want to have who has lots of experience in the league and kind of help a young quarterback develop and prepare week to week and things like that. And I think that obviously someone with his amount of experience brings that. But I'm just thinking of, like, you know, kind of like prototypes or archetypal quarterbacks that are similar to Michael Penix. And I feel like Flacco is the kind of quarterback that I think Michael Penix wants to be, which is somebody who can stand in the pocket and deliver, kind of stand tall in the pocket with a big, strong arm and deliver to all areas of the field. Flacco might not be able to do that quite as well as he used to, but, I mean, that was kind of his calling card when he was there. And, you know, who knows if he'll be available, but there's a name for you. What were you guys thinking?
Okay, he chose a Super Bowl MVP.
How about that?
Former Super Bowl MVP. Well, it's funny that you say that, Joe, because we're kind of thinking of the same type of guy. I don't believe he's going to get a job as a starter after next season, and Russell Wilson's going to be out there.
Mm.
And I don't know if he'll accept a backup situation, but I find it hard to believe that somebody's going to give him a starting job again. I just do.
Yeah.
So if he's going to continue playing football, he's going to have to be in that backup role. And wouldn't it be kind of interesting if Arthur Blank and his folks made a run for Russell Wilson to coach up Michael Penix Jr.? Again, just a thought. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, sure. That'd be an interesting one. I'm curious to see what happens to Russell Wilson. Honestly, I think my biggest question with this is, does he actually want to be a backup in the NFL? Or do you think he just calls it quits? I think he kind of calls it quits. I think he's got stuff in his personal life, like, you know, acting and all this other stuff. You know, living the life of the rich and the famous, Russell Wilson. So, I don't know. Who knows? But, yeah, not a bad shout at all.
Thoughts about this game there before we let you go. I mean, okay, so the Falcons go out and they win this game, but then the Bucs do what we expected them to do. How do we write up this season? Because that's the thing. I mean, Greg and I were in here early in that last week. The phones just drove the whole morning. People obviously frustrated because this team showed so much promise. How do you write the script for this team?
Yeah, you know, I hate to talk about it too concretely because it's not completely done, but if they don't make the playoffs, it's a failure of a season. And I think that that's why people were, like you just said there, Sam, like people on the phone lines frustrated and angry because they understood that that's what it was at that point in time. And that's what we all knew it was. Like, you know, when this team was playing the Commanders, it was kind of teed up by everybody, players included, as being a playoff game, one they had to win to get in, and, you know, they didn't win it. Doesn't mean they were not good enough to win it. Like we said earlier, I think all those guys think that they were good enough to win it. That's one of the frustrating points, and I think it's probably one of the frustrating points of fans, too, is fans could see they were good enough to win it, that they would have had opportunities there at the end if it were for some, you know, better clock management and maybe some other things that happened throughout the that game. By the way, Darnell Mooney not getting out of bounds on that play when he caught that 25-yard pass has gone kind of completely under the rug, where that could have saved a lot of time, too, right, if he takes a step out of bounds. But anyway, I digress. There were, you know, lots of reasons why they could have won that game. But I think the season's it's going to go down as a failure because, I mean, the goals were very clear from the get-go. And by bringing in Kirk Cousins, you know, that was supposed to be kind of the safety rail that was supposed to guide you along to the playoffs. And it just did not happen that way. And I totally understand why people feel not even just angry, but almost burned by the organization, by the team in a way that makes, that creates some like antipathy, which is never where you want to be as a sports club. So a lot to prove and turn around for this team, hopefully next year, if they don't make them to the playoffs.
All right, Joe, we got to go, you know, 15:34, 55. Got to get on
right,
out of here.
Right.
Guys stay warm out there. That is Joe Patrick. He's going to be with John Fricke, top of the hour, getting you set for Falcons, Carolina. Thank you, buddy, as always.